You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The GCSB has said it will retire and remove the domes and satellite dishes at its Waihopai station in the South Island after 30 years of service. The GCSB's Director General, Andrew Hempton, said the dishes have reached the end of their service life and became obsolete under changes of global telecommunication and informations technology. Mr. Hempton also said information obtained by the dishes at Waihopai only accounts for 0.5% of all intelligence produced by the Bureau last year. The minister responsible for the GCSB, Andrew Little, said in a statement retiring that the Waihopai satellite dishes does not diminish New Zealand's contributions to the Five Eyes partnership. The first of the two 18-metre dishes and radomes are expected to be removed next year, but the GCSB will continue to operate out of Waihopai station. Murray Horton is a campaigner with the anti-basis campaign that called for the closing of the stations at Waihopai and Tangimoana, and he has been attending annual protests outside the Waihopai base since it became operational in 1988. He spoke to me this morning from Christchurch.
Not surprised, because they are obsolete, they're 1980s technology, but that doesn't make any difference to the central demand of the anti-basis campaign, of which I'm the spokesperson. Since the 1980s, we've consistently called for the Waihopai spy base to be closed, and essentially what Andrew Little, has, the minister in charge of the intelligence agencies, has announced is that they're simply closing down an obsolete part of that base, albeit the most physically visible part of it, the base itself, and actually another GCSB spy base at Tangimoana and the Lower North Island are both going to continue. They'll simply use different types of spying.
Well, what about the other spy bases? Do you think they're also obsolete?
Tangimoana, I honestly, we haven't followed that. It's even older. It dates back to the 70s, and it fulfills a different function. Last time we looked, which was sort of intercepting signals from shipping. But, I mean, don't quote me on that, because we haven't done any research on it for a long time. Effectively, Waihopai is New Zealand's biggest contribution to the Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance, between the US, UK, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. And anti-basis campaign says that not only should Waihopai be closed down, but New Zealand should get out of Five Eyes. And that the whole structure of Western intelligence of this Five Eyes thing is not overly useful in any sense of the word. And the most sort of conspicuous and spectacular example of that within the last 3 months has been the complete collapse and defeat of in Afghanistan. And Helen Clark, the New Zealand Prime Minister, who actually sent New Zealand troops into Afghanistan 20 years ago, was quoted as saying what happened in Afghanistan represented, quote-unquote, a catastrophic collapse or catastrophic failure of Western intelligence. And so the question has to be asked, if we've seen such a catastrophic failure of Western intelligence in a country that for 20 years was essentially an adventure playground for Western intelligence agencies, including the GCSB, why are we in it?
Well, but in your opinion, though, what sort of benefits would New Zealand get if we get out of the Five Eyes?
We'd have a genuinely independent foreign policy.
And
not one that's tied into sort of anyone else's empire, be that US or Chinese, for example. So we would actually have a country that would actually be able to set its own course rather than one that's dictated by people elsewhere. One of the interesting things that came out from the investigations into the mosque massacre here in Christchurch in 2019, the director of the GCSB, and I think it's the same one as now, Andrew Hempton, was quoted as saying they were not looking for sort of white nationalists, white supremacists, Nazi sort of people in New Zealand, because that was not the sort of priorities they were being asked to look for by their sort of big brothers overseas. The GCSB basically operates as a junior sort of contractor to the Western world's biggest electronic intelligence agency, namely the United States National Security Agency. And in the case of the mosque massacre and the inquiry held into it, the GCSB admitted that they were not looking in the direction of sort of white supremacist gunmen in New Zealand.
Well,
that was not what they were being tasked to spy on.
We spoke to Andrew Little earlier today, and he said New Zealand will be worse off without the intelligence collected by the GCSB because their insights would have foiled several terror attacks that haven't been publicly known. What do you think of that?
They always say that. I'll go back to what Helen Clark said, what happened in Afghanistan represented a catastrophic failure of Western intelligence, not simply in New Zealand, but on a global scale. So they may have followed it wasn't GCSB spying that, for example, stopped more people being murdered in that knife attack in the supermarket in Auckland. It was sort of on-the-ground policing that sort of covered that angle of that sort of ISIS terrorist who set out to murder people in the supermarket, wherever it was. It was the fact that the cops were following him around, not the fact that the spies were following him or keeping an eye on him.
And are you still going to protest at Waihop High next year?
Absolutely.
Even with the domes out?
Well, I don't know. The domes will be out by the end of January. But, I mean, yeah, there's still going to be a spy base there. I'm just about to sit down and put out a knock something together now. Well, I hope I will still be a spy base, simply not such a physically conspicuous one. And we're scheduled to be there, COVID permitting, on Saturday, January the 29th.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.